look at your relationship with food. If you're constantly feeling like food is a battle, that it's the enemy, that you're always fighting, you're constantly dieting, you're thinking about what you're eating all the time, you can't enjoy something like a cruise because you're so worried about the food and what it's going to do to you, then maybe you have some food issues that we need to talk about. On the other hand, we've got a whole host of people that are not thinking about their relationship with food and are eating very unhealthy, and obviously we have record rates of obesity, which leads to diabetes and all kinds of metabolic problems. So we really need to look at our relationship with food in a pretty intense way.
Mm-hmm. Because we all have to eat food every day. So we all have to start from ground zero to say, what is the first thing we should consider when we get up in the morning? Should we have... Go ahead.
Well, you know, you made a really good point here, because food is not like other kinds of substances or drugs. When people are struggling with a drug addiction, or they're struggling to quit smoking, or they're struggling to, you know, get off a pain medication, you don't have to take those things or do those things. And you can, and the whole approach is abstinence. One of the ways that this is so difficult for people is you can't abstain from food.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in your face at least three times a day, and maybe more, depending on if you're a snacker or a grazer or however you deal with food. So the first thing we have to look at is we have to get a positive idea about food. Food is there to nourish us. It's something that God gave us. It's actually used in the Bible for celebration. It brings people together. It brings communities together. And there are multiple feasts where people are celebrating in the biblical days, community and the Lord's blessing and all kinds of things. So we have to get it out of our head as we approach our relationship with food, that food is a bad thing or it's the enemy. So that's where you start. You start by saying, okay, all things in moderation. Food is there to nourish me, to sustain me, to help me. Now I've got to figure out what I'm doing with food that's making it so difficult. And for a lot of people, a lot of us, it's the emotional eating that gets us in trouble.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we can make a lot of these choices easier depending on what's available in our houses. So that decision can be made way in advance of being in a position of binging if you don't have it in your house to start with, right?
Well, that's the issue, and I think we've got so much misknowledge about what is healthy for us and what's not healthy for us. I'm teaching in the GI course next week. I'm teaching a whole bunch of issues on nutrition, and honestly, physicians are not always that up on nutrition, so I think it's going to be kind of a couple of important lectures. But there's so many things that we need to really be looking at and avoiding in our diets in terms of our Western diet. For instance, if you could make one change this new year, I would suggest that you get off of any kind of soda, anything with a sugared drink, all those sports drinks. Nobody needs those sports drinks unless you're playing for the Minnesota Vikings.